Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio Show. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the virtual studio this morning is Stephanie Beavers. And Stephanie brings a wealth of experience and expertise to every project that she works on, and she is the owner of Stephanie J. Beavers Communication. Stephanie, welcome to the radio show. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Fran. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great, even at this early hour. I'm an early bird, so I'm happy to be here.
Good, good. Yes, we do the show bright and early, as well as sometimes later in the evening, but it's always fun to have a cup of coffee and great conversation with folks like yourself. So thanks again for making yourself available. Well, you know, you and I have been having a chat, and so now we're going to kind of share with everyone else a little bit more about our conversation. And you've got a great story, Stephanie, in terms of what kind of puts you on the path of what you do. And I'm going to ask you to sort of take the audience back and share with them when you may have first gotten an inkling that you were really good at this whole process of writing and proofreading and editing. So take us back to the story that you shared with me.
Well, my story goes back to when I was a little girl. The updated version is that I have a 20-year career in corporate America with a significant background in doing all sorts of writing and training and procedural documents. Prior to that, however, as a young girl growing up, my mother always referred to me as Eagle Eye. There goes old Eagle Eye again. The reason she called me Eagle Eye was because I would spot things. I would observe, always very observant, and I would spot if something was out of place or if there was an error with something. And the Eagle Eye nomenclature has stuck with me all these years, and that is what pretty much led me on the path to starting my own writing and editing business.
Wow. Well, so then part of my question is, why didn't you name your business Eagle Eye?
That's a good question. I don't know that Eagle Eye would necessarily connote to everybody the full extent of the work that I do beyond proofreading and editing. I also provide writing services and training services. Although I'll keep that in mind, Fran, if I ever decide I need to change the name, Eagle Eye is another name that I might consider.
Right, or maybe a trademark service. So it's just, I mean, the story behind it is really kind of fun, and it gives an image, a visual image also, about you as a professional.
Right.
Well, kind of building on that, you mentioned that you have a career in corporate America, and many entrepreneurs don't just start right off with their business, although some do. Some entrepreneurs are accidental entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial by necessity. Stephanie, share with us a little bit about how your corporate experience may have influenced and or honed the skills that you currently use in your business. So what was your corporate experience, and what were some lessons learned from corporate America?
Okay, well, yes, 20 years in corporate America, and I walked out of the door with a lot of skills and expertise that I did not possess when I was first hired. Over the 20 years there, I was in a variety of positions, from customer service and marketing to sales to human resources, regulatory compliance, just a gamut of different experiences at this company. in a couple of the positions, I was considered the subject matter expert for an entire business unit. So my communication mm-hmm. had to be spot on. If I was to give instruction and write training documents and procedural documents for employees and to help business leaders and even company attorneys understand particular programs, then I really had to have well-honed writing and speaking skills. And externally, I worked with customers, and I was closely involved in government agencies at the state, federal, and local level. So I had to represent the company well. Mm. And providing information to employees, to both internal and external customers, I just was able to really build and develop my skills. And I learned a lot, meeting with customers, meeting with employees. It just helped a lot, responding to proposals, interpreting contracts, doing interviewing and writing position statements. It all came together kind of in a huge way for me.
Wow. So, and I love how you share really across the corporate functions. You were involved in different ways, internally and externally. Small businesses exist in all sorts of industries, and how do you now take that corporate experience in working in different functional areas and use that to support and develop your customers right now?
Interestingly, Fran, I am able to work with a variety of industries. Whether I do blog writing or writing for their internet, for their website, or putting together their marketing and promotional materials, and even reviewing and proofreading a dissertation. I joke that by now I should have an honorary doctorate degree because of the variety of dissertations that I've read. But I remain very focused on the topic at hand, and I certainly do research to better understand. I do interviewing with the people and with clients, perhaps, if necessary, to really get a full understanding and the full picture of whatever the industry is. I rarely will turn down work because I'm not familiar with the industry. To me, that's just part and parcel of what I do. The research is expected, and that's just what I do to meet all the clients' needs. And certainly if the client says, oh, you're way off base with this, well, then something would change. Although, honestly, I've never heard that. I've worked with attorneys, and in fact, doing blog writing for attorneys. So at the level that an attorney wants the perfection on their website, that's what I'm able to produce for them.
Wow. So it sounds like, again, there is this real intensity and also passion about what you do. Share with us a time when you worked with a client and you were like, oh my goodness, this is just, we are totally in sync and this is really working well for the client and it's just kind of a fun and exciting project for me as well.
Well, one project that I work on, it's actually now going into the third project for this client.
Wow.
And we met several years ago. This is a self-published author by the name of Tony Spallone, and he had written a book. He'd written several books, actually, and he was looking for someone to help him get his book published, edited and proofread and then published, because the self-publishing industry nowadays is huge, so anybody can write a book, and most authors know that they should have their book edited before they try to publish it and sell it online. So Tony found me. He did a search online. He found me as an editor, and we met. He's a local client of mine, so we are able to get together on occasion, sit down for coffee, and chat about work progress. Many of my clients are remote in different states or even different countries. Mm-hmm. But Tony and I have been able to meet. He wrote a book. He wrote a murder mystery, his first novel. We did the editing job together, which was a process. It was indeed a process, not as short or simple as people think, but it was a process. We had fun going through and doing a cover design contest and then getting the book all formatted and prepped and ready for prime time. So his first book ended up garnering many, many positive, favorable 5-star reviews. we did the same with his second book, Pain Process. So we just, our personalities clicked, we get along very well, and we're now in the process of signing a contract for his third book. So I'm excited about that as well.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, I'm sure there are some people listening going, okay, so Fran, who is this woman and how can I get in touch with her? Because I want to write a book, or I've got a blog that I'm slogging through and it's not working. So, Stephanie, how can people get in touch with you?
People can reach me any number of ways. I'm very easy to reach. If anybody Googles my name, Stephanie J. Beavers, I come up right away. But they can certainly call me directly. My cell phone number is 610-247-9494. They can contact me through my website, which is www.stephaniejbeavers.com, and there's a contact form there. And my email is also very simple. It's my name, stephanie@stephaniejbeavers.com.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Again, I know several people that are thinking about publishing a book, and I would totally agree with you, having published my first book. Well, it was the beta version, and I didn't have it edited, and I shared it with several people, and they just looked like, I'm like, oh, please give me a little bit of feedback. And they're like, okay, Fran, I found feedback. I'm like, okay, I guess I really need to have an editor. And initially,
yeah,
I was thinking, oh, that's so expensive, but the expense of having it wrong is, you know, that's more expensive. So editing, proofreading, you mentioned training. Tell me a little bit more about that, because that sounds like a different type of service.
Yes, training is a new service that I'm offering in 2017. Last year and previously, I had done training sessions, for example, on writing or writing errors, the top grammatical and writing errors that people make, or given presentations on blog writing. But I started another training last year as well, which is training on proofreading. So going into a business, a large business, in this case it was a law firm in Center City, Philadelphia, and the director of marketing asked that I come down and do proofreading for the members on his team. These are the folks, not the attorneys, not the proofreading for the attorneys, but the folks who do their web content, their press releases, their attorney bios, that kind of thing. And he said, really, they may know how to write, but they don't know how to proofread. So I was able to go into the company and to spend a half a day with them and give them some excellent tips on proofreading. Everybody has different needs. Everybody works differently. So when you present them with a variety of options, then something is bound to click with them that's going to work for them and really help improve their proofreading skills. And then beyond proofreading, of course, I think I mentioned blog writing and writing in general. So anybody's looking to considering writing a book, I've seen it all. I've seen the common writing mistakes that people make over and over, and can certainly provide tips and guidance on how to make their writing flow better and just have a better quality altogether.
Okay. And what, you know, there seems to be a little bit of a difference between the work you do, the writing, the editing, the proofreading on projects and the training. What do you like about each of them? Because they're kind of different. You know, training, you're in front of people, a group of people. So I'm just curious.
Well, I do enjoy training. I enjoy helping people. I always want someone to walk away with some nugget of information that they did not know before, or a revelation. There, I guess, the aha moment. Sitting down and writing a blog or writing web content from start, fine and good, and that's a big part of my business. Another large part that I really enjoy is the nitty-gritty work that a lot of people can't stand, which would be taking a document and fixing it. So someone's thrown together a procedural document, for example, a 40-page procedural document, and maybe they had multiple contributors. So somebody from one group put in their piece, another group put in their piece. but everybody's writing style is different. The formatting is off the wall, mixed up. So really taking a piece of writing and fixing it. That's what I really enjoy doing. I know it sounds silly probably, but I really enjoy taking a document and fixing it and making it nice and making it pretty and making it perfect and making sure everything aligns, whether it's a table of contents or an index or the headers and the footers and all of the piece parts that go into a document.
Well, I love how you're sharing that because I imagine there are listeners going, oh, my goodness, does Stephanie like to do that? I've got 6 projects for her. And I know I can remember from my time in corporate where that's exactly what happened. There would be multiple people assigned to do a project. And everyone, and then, of course, there was the all-too-present deadline. And then stuff was thrown together and put out the door, even if it was internally. And there really wasn't anyone to take that step back and pull it all together, make sure it's consistent, and make sure it looks pretty. So that is a great service. And I imagine that as people learn more about you, that you'll get lots of calls for that. Now, one of the questions I love to ask people is, what's your favorite quote or quotes? Because folks tend to have several. Because it's, again, another way to understand entrepreneurs like yourself.
Well, I have a couple of quotes. One is not from a famous person, but from my mother. Actually, she gave an important person. Right, an important person. She gave me 2 quotes growing up. All the time, and they've stuck with me to this day, and I probably repeat them to my own children and to other people. And one in particular is the old saying, if you can't say something nice about a person, don't say anything at all. I do believe that. I always like to think in the positive, and even in my writing, I try to turn a negative into a positive. I think that when something is presented, whether verbally or written, in the negative sense, then the person listening or hearing that negativity has an innate response that is also negative. Whereas if you phrase something in the positive, then the reaction that you get back from the person will also be positive and favorable. And then another quote that my mother always said was, if you can read, you can sew. If you can read, you can cook. It was always, if you can read, you can do anything. And through my own reading, I've learned many of the skills, the industry standards that go into proper writing, because every type of writing really has a different standard that applies to it. So I do a lot of research and have to look up how something should be phrased or hyphenated or punctuated or whatever. So I use my reading skills that way. And then lastly, another quote was not really a quote, but it's a book title or a motto. That is now from a journalist, Megyn Kelly. A book that she just wrote came out, and the title of her book is called Settle for More. I'm not endorsing Megyn. I'm not endorsing the book because I haven't read it. However, I really do like her title. I like the thought of thinking that I should settle for more in life. I should not settle for less, or I should not just settle. But settling for more is what's going to drive me, it's going to make me happy, and give me something to reach for in life.
Wow, that's really powerful. And all three, saying something nice, I definitely can't identify with that. When we were talking offline, you were sharing with me kind of the evolution of your tagline. And I think that kind of connects to all three quotes. So what's your current tagline, and how did you get to that through the process of being an entrepreneur?
So my tagline is it's short and it's simple, and it's basically, if something is worth writing, it's worth writing well. My mission, Fran, honestly, is to improve and enhance and refine the written image of my clients. I do feel strongly that there is a ton of poor writing out there, and I think many people agree. They see errors, they see typos, and wherever there is written content, whoever wrote that, whoever owns that content, if it's poorly written, then that's a bad reflection on them. So my if it's worth writing, it's worth writing well. Something can be written as complicated or sophisticated or as simple as possible. It doesn't matter the level of sophistication of a piece of writing. It's the quality of that piece of writing that matters to me. So imagine, I'll give you this example, if I'm to go into a job interview and I'm dressed wearing a black suit and a white blouse, but my white blouse contains a big stain from red wine that I spilled on it, well, the image, the visual image of me is a very negative one, because the interviewer, they'll see me, they'll also see the stain on my blouse, and they'll lose total focus on the questions that they're asking me in the interview. We'll just go through rotely. She'll ask, he or she would ask me questions, and I would respond, but that person is focused on the blob, the stain on my blouse. The same thing occurs with written content, a written image. So a professional, a business owner, an author, a student, whoever it may be, if there's an error in their written content, then whoever's reading that content tends to be very focused on that error and not the rest of the content, not the rest of the message. So the message gets lost then on the person who's reading it. And it deflects from their credibility and their professionalism as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm so glad that you shared that. What's a tip that you have for entrepreneurs who are struggling with communication in general, because your company is Stephanie J. Beavers Communications? What's a tip for them? And then maybe a second question would be, what's a tip for entrepreneurs who don't think they're struggling with communications? But from your experience as an expert, you're like, you might want to think about that. So either question, kind of both are popping in my head at the same time.
Well, and it's interesting that you asked that, Fran, I'll tell you, because I can't tell you how many times when people realize, when they find out what I do, oh, you do proofreading. Oh, I see errors all the time. And in my business, I've also on occasion used subcontractors, and I find that even subcontractors who may have a degree in communications or a degree in journalism or writing or literature, they don't have the skills. They just don't have the instinct that is necessary to see a piece of writing and know that it's not right, and then they don't know how to fix it either. So it's kind of an innate instinct that I have, an ability that I have. So I would say for someone who really, maybe they're just too busy to write, or they don't want to write, or they don't like to write, then hire a professional to get the content that they need and get it done well. For those out there who think they can write, they probably can, but it never hurts to have a second set of eyes review their work. Believe me, I've seen plenty of well-written content or content that's been read by many other people that they feel is good. And it can be good to a point, but I like to think that I can make it better. I can make it, I don't want to say more interesting, but enhance and improve and refine it and basically get it ready for prime time. So the moral of the story is always get a second set of eyes to check your work.
And in this case, they could be eyes that have been officially called eagle eyes at a very early age.
Certainly, eagle eyes, yes, absolutely.
Great. Well, Stephanie, it's really been a pleasure talking with you and learning from you. I'm thinking now a little bit in horror about all the things that I have out there on the web and stuff and saying, okay, well, I'm going to call Stephanie, so you won't be getting a call from me. I've just updated my website. It hasn't been published yet. And I realized that one of the last things, I wanted to focus on the design, but there is some content that I really need to put in. And I'm falling in that category of someone that knows it needs to be done and probably doesn't want to allocate all the time to do it quite right. So I'm glad that I know I have a resource in you. And I have a few books that I've written, and I realize it's time to update them. And again, I'm looking for some professional support to help me. So you will be hearing from me as well. And I'm so glad that our mutual friend, Cindy Harrington, suggested that you come on the show and share a little bit more about your business. As I said, it's been a pleasure talking with you. How can people find out about you? Just a final reminder for them.
Fran, first, I just want to thank you. You've made this whole process very easy and very pleasurable, and I'm happy to share my story and certainly available to help you and anybody else who's looking for help. They can reach me directly by calling me. Again, my cell phone number is 610-247-9494. They can check my website where I have samples of work posted and testimonials and list in more detail about my services, stephaniejbeavers.com. And there's a contact page there as well that they can fill out or email me directly, stephanie@stephaniejbeavers.com.
Terrific. Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for rising and shining so early in the morning. It's going to be a great day, a significant day, and I really want to encourage you to do the work that you've been doing. Being an entrepreneur for 7 years is, in fact, an accomplishment. A lot of businesses don't make it to year seven, and it's really exciting that in 2017, you're enhancing your services by offering an additional service of training. So best wishes, continued success, and look forward to working with you in the future. So have a great day.
Thank you, Fran. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So folks, continue to listen to Significant Business Results Radio, where we interview entrepreneurs and business leaders who are making a difference in the entrepreneurial ecosystem. Have a great day and continue to be significant.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.